Okay, we'll start the meeting. Good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock. I would like to call to order the October 5th, 2020 regular session of the Historic Preservation Commission. Mr. Lau, may I have roll call?
Yes. Let's see here. Vice Chair Beal. I saw your lips moving, but remember to unmute yourself. Vice Chair Beal is here. Let's see.
I'm here.
Thank you. Commissioner Honestad.
Unmuted.
All right. Commissioner Huff, just double checking. Commissioner Wilson.
Present.
And Chair Munden.
Present. Thank you. I'd like to thank everyone for taking time to join us this evening. This meeting is taking place online to comply with the ongoing social distancing requirements and ensure the community's ability to participate. In order to participate, one must be logged into Zoom directly by computer or telephone. For those who are unfamiliar with the Zoom software, I'd like to provide a quick overview on how to participate. Everyone's microphone, except for the individual that has the floor, will be muted throughout the evening to ensure as smooth and efficient meeting as possible. Only select staff can turn on your microphone at the appropriate time if you'd like to ask a question or provide comments. I will do my best to let everyone know when it is appropriate to raise your hand for a particular agenda item. If you wish to address the commission on any agenda item or during the call to audience, please raise your hand only when I announce it's appropriate to do so. There are two ways to do this. For those participating on any platform other than by phone, find and select the participants icon. This will open a dialog box that lists all the participants of a meeting. Scroll down until you find your name and select your name. Once your name is selected, a second box will pop up where you have the option to raise your hand. For those participating via phone, press *9 to raise your hand. Please wait to raise your hand until the appropriate agenda item has been announced. After I announce the opportunity to do so. Otherwise, we will not be able to discern which topic that you wish to address in relation to the agenda. Our aim is to proceed in a timely and efficient manner. Once your hand is raised, Mr. Lau will be alerted to your request to speak. This applies to the audience, staff, and the members of the commission. So please raise your hand if you have a question or comment after I announce the appropriate time to do so. At the appropriate time, I will call on those with their hands raised to provide questions or comment. I will then announce your name and staff will unmute your access so you can speak. Please make sure you are not also muted on your personal device, or Brandon might do that. Please review the meeting agenda so you know the item on which you'd like to speak. Please don't raise your hand until we have made it to that item on the agenda. This evening, we have no agenda items that allow discussion from the public. As with all Town of Oro Valley public meetings, please clearly state your name and whether or not you are an Oro Valley resident. Also, speakers are limited to no more than 3 minutes. A timer will be used, as with in-person meetings, and we ask that you please respect the three-minute limit. I will now open call to audience. You may address the commission on any issue you wish that is not posted on the agenda. You would raise your hand, go to the participants button, find your name, press on it, raise your hand. These items will not be open for discussion. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. However, the commission may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during call to audience. An advance mail request are preferred. Email requests are preferred. However, at this time, anyone who is participating through video link may raise their hand. Those on the phone, dial *9. Mr. Lau, do we have any requests to speak?
Chair Munden, we did not receive any advance requests to speak. And so we'll give it a moment to see if there's anybody in currently logged into the meeting that wants to participate. It doesn't look like anybody has raised their hand. So I think that you are clear to close call the audience if you wish to do so.
Okay. I will now close the call to the audience. Moving on to council liaison comments. Council member Solomon, do you have anything to report?
Just that we, as you may know, we have received multiple applications for the open positions in the Historic Preservation Commission. So we'll be working, well, staff will be coordinating with all of us so that we can set up interviews. And I know that during the last round, we had an amazing number of highly qualified individuals. And as you see from the makeup of the current commission, this is almost unheard of 5 years ago when we've been getting new folks that are interested with very specific background experience in historic preservation. Of course, I don't want the public to think this would rule out somebody who just has a passion for this. We still love to have those people too. But it was also an interesting change in the last one or two application processes where we had folks applying who had recently retired to the community with extensive historic preservation backgrounds. So looking forward to that. And thank you, everyone. I am having some minor difficulties with videos, so you may see my video go off at some time, but I'll be here throughout the meeting. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Council Member Solomon. Brandon, may I have the next agenda item, please?
Yes. Next on the agenda is presentations. Item number one is Historical Society update presented by Roxy Johnson, President.
Is she here, Ms. Johnson?
She is. Give me a moment to unmute her and get her set up. There she is. We can see you, Roxy.
Yes. First of all, I want to apologize for missing the meeting last month. And if I look a little bit weird, I have an infection in one of my eyes. So it's not working very well. The Historical Society Board has written a letter that I'd like to read to you because it was written to be read at your meeting. Dear Mayor, Councilmen, and members of the HPC, Board members of the Oral Valley Historical Society are concerned with what seems to be a redirection of the use of the Steam Pump Ranch Historical Park. We at one time seemed to have a stronger partnership with Parks and Recreation, and we were in the loop regarding any substantive revisions to the master plan and changes to the Steam Pump Ranch activities and events. Of late, it seems like we only find out about these changes at public meetings or when an event is advertised to the public. We understand that we have no ownership in the property and cannot affect any decisions. Perhaps Parks and Rec feel that they have no obligation to keep us informed or consult with us. That would be an unusual way to conduct a partnership. When Pima County Bond to purchase Steam Pump Ranch was proposed, it was with a mind to preserve the property and keep its historical integrity. And you were all emailed this letter. There's a website for you to look at if you're so interested. A master plan was concurrently developed to assist the town of Oral Valley to decide on a strategy for the future use of the property and its various ranch buildings. Consensus developed to focus on Steam Pump Ranch as a heritage education center for residents and visitors to the town of Oral Valley that would take the stories of two ranching families and the role of the Steam Pump Ranch in the development of the region. Given the recent presentations at the Historic Preservation Commission meetings by Parks and Rec, it seems that the emphasis has shifted from heritage education and preservation of the buildings to a commerce center. We have recently seen a drive-in movie theater, El Toro, take root near the Push House Museum. In our opinion, it detracts from the historic nature of the site. There seems to be a greater emphasis on community activities and private money-making functions, such as wine festivals, concerts, and weddings at Steampunk Ranch, and less emphasis on local history and historical-related events. One of the major proposed changes to the master plan is to move the Heritage Garden. One of our board members recently obtained a large grant to concentrate on plantings in the current area. If the removal of the current Heritage Garden proceeds, Oral Valley Historical Society requests clear communication from the town regarding logistics and the timelines so that the donor of the grant can be consulted regarding current and future funding decisions. The Historical Society was never asked for their opinion regarding any of the changes presented at the HPC meetings. We feel that it would be an affront to the voters who passed the bond to gravitate so dramatically from the original intent. We would like to know if Pima County has been contacted and if they've been endorsed the change of the master plan. The use of the property. Okay, were there any members of the community or community groups that were asked to participate in considering the changes in purpose for Steampunk Ranch, or was this a unilateral decision by Parks and Recreation? As we see continued development in Oral Valley, it would be a shame to see one of us, few historic jewels, become commercialized, as this proposal seems to indicate. We hope you will take a closer look at these changes. We would appreciate your response to our concern. Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, I just need to point out this was not agendized for a discussion item, so you're just going to have to listen to that and decide whether to put it on an agenda at a later time, okay?
Thank you, Mrs. Johnson. Brandon, can you read the next agenda item, please?
Yes, Ms. Chair, give me 1 second. All right. Next on the agenda is consent agenda. Item number one is review and approval of the September 8th, 2020 regular session meeting minutes.
Do we need to raise our hand?
Yeah, we'll have to make a motion and pass the meeting minutes that way.
Oh, it doesn't say raise my hand. I have a change on the minutes. There's no on item number two, discussion regarding HPC feature fund request. Devin Sloan, it's the last paragraph, does not have an E on her name. Are there any other changes to the September 8th minutes, commission members?
I have a question.
Okay, Commissioner Hennestead.
On my copy, I saw that there was a question as to what the correct citation to the town code was, and just wanted that ambiguity removed.
Can you tell us where in the minutes that is?
Hang on.
Is it 5, discussion in local register of historic building project plan. It says Dellerman, Ms. Dellerman reported that she will send to the commission code 106 or 6-10. Is that what you're referring to, Mr.
That was thank you.
Okay.
That's all?
That was my only concern, yes. Thank you much.
Okay. I move to approve with changes the September 8th, 2020 regular session minutes. May I have a second?
Mike Wilson, I'll second.
Thank you. Seconded by Commissioner Wilson. Mr. Lau, may I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Vice Chair Beal?
Here. Yes.
Commissioner Honestad?
Affirmative.
Commissioner Wilson?
Approve.
And Chair Munden?
Yes, approved. Thank you, Mr. Lau. Next, we have the regular session agenda. Please read the first item.
Regular session agenda, item number one, is presentation by Lenan Dellerman Silverthorne and discussion regarding historic preservation topics for certified local governments.
Mrs. Dellerman, you have the floor.
Okay, Brandon, can you please put up the PowerPoint?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, so as a supporting document to the conversations you know that we started last month, as well as those that happened in our study session, I thought it was important for you to recognize that in the National Registry of Historic Places, it is frequently discussed as four different approaches to treatment. I know Mr. Hannestad has probably heard of these things in his prior position, but wanted to make sure that they're easily clarified because they do tend to get mixed and muted with each other. So next slide. This particular slide shows the push house in its current configuration. The next one will show it in its old configuration, and then highlights each particular type of treatment. We will review those more in depth in the subsequent slides. Next slide, please. Okay, so this is the push house as it was at the time that the town purchased the property. And it shows it in a very changed configuration from the way it was in the late 1800s, early 1900s, as the Push family lived in it. So the type of restoration or the type of treatment that it received was restoration, which depicts a property at a particular period in its history while removing evidence of other periods. So it was really fun to be, I came in as at the end of this treatment, but it was really fun to watch elements of it occur because they very carefully and painstakingly took it back to its late 1870s configuration. So next slide. So the pump house, we worked really hard with SHPO. We were hoping that we could use restoration on it and use photographs, et cetera, to bring it back to a particular time in history. But because it had lost so much of its original structure, SHPO would only allow us to do what's called preservation, which focuses on the maintenance and repair of existing historic materials and retention of its current form as it has evolved over time. And so some of the verbiage that SHPO used in our conversations was that we would be using conjecture to determine what some of the structure would have been. And we felt like Corky Poster came up with a beautiful alternative with the ghosted structure. So it is preserved in place without more of the structure deteriorating, and yet mimics what it would have been like at one point in its history. So, next slide. Rehabilitation. So this is one that we heard quite a bit about when we listened to Consult Econ last month. They talked about rehabilitation. Rehabilitation acknowledges the need to add to the historic without, you have to maintain its integrity. Everything on a National Registry of Historic Places, you have to maintain its integrity as determined by the Secretary of the Interior. But alterations do need to be made in order for it to be adaptively reused. Currently, in the buzz of historic preservation, the majority of what you will find throughout the nation is rehabilitation, which is adaptively reusing a facility or a building to meet the needs of the community. And in these two pictures, this is the garage building. So this is it, the inside of it in its current state, in the room that used to be the garage portion that had the garage doors in it. And the sketch depicts what it will be. And as you can tell, that's a rehabilitation, which is changing its interior to meet the needs for future use without altering its integrity and its external visual. So, all right, next slide. Reconstruction. Reconstruction is the least likely to be approved by SHPO. It's also what I guess we really were asking for with the pump house. It would have had to be reconstructed because so little of its still stood. And so it is very difficult to get reconstruction documents created unless you have really, really good detailed documentation showing what it once was like, every bit of it. And so again, we were unable to get that, and it is the least likely to be approved by SHPO and actually the Secretary of the Interior and the National Historic Preservation folks, which are national parks. So that is just a really quick overview. I know last month I went into some really big details in the education component, and I will be breaking those down and bringing those back as slides. But does anybody have any question on any of these treatments that were shown to you about the way we might use them moving forward or anything? Any questions?
Thank you, Mrs. Dellerman. No, I think that was perfect, and I suggest that we show that exact thing to all the new members when we get a new board. That was really good. The next item, please, Brandon.
Yes, one second. Regular session agenda item number 2 is selection of 3 essay topics for the 2021 William H. Adler Historic Expository Writing Contest. Expository, that sounds better. Writing contest for local 4th grade students.
Okay, I will go ahead and read through these. And then what I'm hoping for is if there's any revisions that you would like in them, or if you have some of your own suggestions, that's fine too, that I can get Joyce from the Historical Society helps write these. She's also a part-time staff in the Recreation Cultural Services Division. So I will have her, either revise these or help come up with verbiage if somebody has a different suggestion. We need to pick a total of 3, and it's important that we choose them soon so that I can get them out to the schools. They will need to have the information back to us just before they go on rodeo break in February so that we can have a presentation for them by the council and the chair in April. And that's the timeline that we have figured out it takes. So I will go through and read them real quickly, and then it will be open for you all to talk about. Question number one, and again, I have four written down here, but you guys can also come up with some. So question number one, how did early settlers in the United States receive their news? How was the news disseminated during the early 1900s in the Arizona Territory? How did your parents get their news when you were young? And how do you and your family get most of your news today? They're kind of a several part question. Question number two, George Push and John Zellweger of Steam Pump Ranch introduced one of the first steam powered pumps into the Arizona Territory. This imported pump was a significant influence on the development of the region. Where was it imported from? Where was it placed and why? And how did it improve life in the desert? Question number three, please provide a brief history of the University of Arizona football. The University of Arizona began participating in football? What was the team's original name and why it changed? And who is your favorite player from the late 1800s, so basically 1900 to 1890, and why? And that information is pretty easily visible on the website. And then question number four, what genre of music was popular in the Tucson region during the 1920s through the 1950s when John Proctor managed the Pioneer Hotel in downtown Tucson and lived at Steam Pump Ranch? Name some of the ways people from the time enjoyed music. It's open for discussion and comment.
This is Steve Homestead. I have a question for you concerning item number two. Excellent topic, but would a fourth grader have sufficient access to secondary sources to be able to handle it?
Question number two, the George Push and John Zellweger question. That in all of our subsequent questions, all of our earlier questions that we have had over the past few years that have had to do with steam pump, people have referred to the town's website, which does have a nice description of Steam Pump Ranch and or gone to the Historical Society for that information. So I would think that, yes, they do. It was researched by Joyce before she created the question. So she obviously found a good place to find that information.
Okay. That pretty well cures my issue with it.
Okay.
I have an idea. I thought that since it was the year of the horse or whatever we were going to do for the April event, I thought maybe we could have an essay question about the horse's appearance in the West and how it was used for everything and how important it was and the rules, the laws around it, like, you know, stealing a horse or I don't know. It just to go along with our event in April, if we have it. But and then, of course, I don't really care about football, but that's here nor there.
Yeah, so I think we did have an essay question last year on horses, but definitely there's plenty of information out there on horses. I think that's a great idea. We did it last year, again, for the same reason, because we're carrying over that same subject matter since we didn't get to have celebrate Oro Valley. So I think that's great, and I'm sure we can come up with that question on the horses. And then just to respond to the football comment, I did Google U of A football and was able to find information, and we have found that the little boys get involved if we'll ask a sports question. One of our biggest years actually had to do with Hank Lieber. But that question has been asked. I really think we could probably bring it back because it's a whole different set of fourth graders in a year or so, because it was just a year or so ago. But that's why the sports question. So I personally like the idea of having at least one sports question. I think the horses idea is a great idea. So if I can just ask for, we'll do a rewrite and bring back a horse question next month. If I can get two that you all agree on for the other two questions, and then we'll use the third as the horse question because we need three. So consensus?
We're discussing that now? I think I agree with Mr. Hempstead about the pump house of the, because I know that there are two books out that talk about it a little bit, and then there's the website, but I think that one might be over fourth grade.
Okay, all right. We'll skip that one. So how about, does anybody have any differing thoughts or want to make any comments on any of the other ones?
Mike Wilson here. If you like the football question, Lennon, that's good. Item number one down the line, there's a typo. I'm sure you'll clean that up.
But, yeah, I did notice.
Yeah.
I didn't notice as I was reading it.
Yeah, sorry. Typos have a great presentation.
We'll fix the typos, I promise.
Yeah. And the one that Chair Munden brought up about the horses, that would be cool.
Okay, so we still need one more. Anybody else?
I like the music question because there was a lot of great music, jazz music in the 1920s that has kind of evolved through the years. And I think it would be fun for the kids to compare hip hop with, you know, the Roaring 20s.
All right. So we have our,
we need a formal motion on that.
Okay. So we have some ideas. Gail, I'll let you take over.
I move to select the following three essay topics for the 2021 William H. Adler Historic Expository Writing Contest for the local fourth graders. Question number two has been denied. So it's, how did early settlers in the United States receive their news? Correct? Please nobody provide.
Nobody commented on that one. So it was number three and four. The two.
Please provide history. Okay. Please provide. So not number one. Okay. So we're going with the horse question that Joyce is going to create.
Right. And it'll come back next month.
The second one is a brief history of the University Arizona football. And the third one is what genres of music were popular in the Tucson region during the 20s to the 50s. Do I hear a second?
I second Steve Hempstead.
Seconded by Steve Hempstead.
So we need a vote.
Brandon, would you please call roll?
Yes, ma'am. Vice Chair Beal?
Yes.
Commissioner Hempstead?
Yes.
Commissioner Wilson?
Approve.
And Chair Munden?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Lau. Please read the next item on the agenda for us.
Yes, regular session agenda item number three is presentation and discussion regarding educational opportunities for Historic Preservation Commission members.
Mrs. Delaman, you have the floor.
Thank you. Previously, this had been just an information item. So it is for your purposes only. The one, you know, it's just information about local happenings in historic preservation or archaeology, and those opportunities now are available via Zoom, most of them. And it's a really good thing to stay current on as HPC members. So please take your time and take a look. That's it.
Thank you. Mr. Lau, the next item, please.
Yes. Next item is department update.
Ms. Delerman, do you have a department update for us today?
Yes, I do. First, I will address, thank you, Chair Munden. First, I will address Council Member Solomon's comment about HPC applicants. I just received the majority of the, which I think there's a total of four, and I received three of them today. One had come in previously. As a reminder, just so y'all know, we have to review them and make sure they fit the criteria necessary to become an HPC member, having planning or real estate or archaeology or different areas of expertise in order to fit with the HPC. So those will be reviewed. And then, as he mentioned, we will have those folks in for interviews. And then an update on events at the ranch. So there is a movie screen at the ranch. It's called El Toro Flicks, and they show movies currently on Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings. Those movies take place outside of the historic core. These are beneficial because exposure to the ranch is what creates the public's positive feelings about the ranch, and revenue created at the ranch demonstrates to the council and members of the community that it has sustainability and viability, and it assists the ranch in receiving additional funding. This is a COVID-safe activity due to participants remaining in or near their spaced-out cars. Movies at the ranch are temporary. They are there only during COVID. It will not be a long-term situation. It allows the community to have offerings, or it allows the town to have offerings to community members during this time of being restrained to our homes. Friday night concerts. So we had our return of our first Friday concerts this past Friday. Again, we have not been able to have this activity due to COVID. So we have changed it up and made it a COVID safe activity. We now partner with the movie screen folks, and they provide a feed to show the band on the big screen. And our very first one was successful. We had somewhere between 50 and 60 cars, and folks were very spaced out and sat out beside their cars and enjoyed the music. And it was a very nice, small, but great event. There was anywhere up to four people per car. So, and as little as one in some situations. So, and then our next concert there using that same method will be on November 6th. And it is Connie Branick and the House of Funk. And Connie is a Tucson icon. So we're really excited to have her there. She's a big deal in the Tucson area. So again, it's COVID safe, and we're excited to have that happening and be able to offer the community a way to engage with the ranch. Currently, and since March, we are not having outside events in the grass or other different areas that are difficult to space until the numbers in Pima County show that that is okay. We do have an exception that will take place in November, and I'm sorry, I didn't pull up the exact date, with the Rotary Clubs, and I think it's November, the Rotary Clubs Taste of Oro Valley. They did go to the manager's office and spoke to the manager's office about being very COVID safe. They are using all of the methodologies that Pima County and the CDC recommends, and they are a 501c3 in need of funding. And that's the reason they have been approved, is because they're doing that in a safe manner. And then this Friday, we will begin, you know, in the past, we've done an event at Steampunk called the Monster Mash and a haunted car ride, where we do historic little funny haunts throughout the parking area at the ranch. This year it will be haunted car rides so that individuals remain in their own vehicles. They'll have a link to a story that they can ride throughout, and it will just be a fun, interactive, again, COVID safe manner to provide something to the community. And then a resident of Suffolk Hills has reached out to SHPO, the State Historic Preservation Office, to inform them that they are interested in having a historic neighborhood designation for Suffolk Hills. And I know my September verbal report on certified local governments was quite long. I will break it down, like I said. But one of the main things that you all could be doing as a HPC is working on the local registry, which we have talked about for years. So this is kind of exciting that they reached out to SHPO. And SHPO is willing to assist, and we will be discussing internally the idea of the neighborhood designation, because that's beyond what we were actually going to be doing. So I'll keep you informed how all that goes, but it is exciting because it really is in your wheelhouse. And then several staff members met virtually with JJ Lamb. She is with the Vail Historic Preservation Society, and she is an incredible woman and advocate in the genre of historic preservation for her community. She has been out to Steam Pump and worked on the adobe for the pump house. She's just a wonderful gal. She also has done a lot of speaking at historic preservation conferences. But we will invite her in 2021 to share with us some of their successes in Vail. I think you'll find them astounding, as well as giving you some really great ideas, and the Historical Society as well. So I hope that they'll tune in for that. We'll send them an invite to make sure they do. But they do a great job with raising funds, moving projects forward, and getting grants. And it was exciting to get to chat with her. She was incredibly knowledgeable. And then lastly, the next Historic Preservation Committee meeting is tentatively scheduled for Monday, November 2nd, 2020 at 5 p.m. Thank you very much, commissioners and Chair Munden.
Thank you, Ms. Dellerman. Moving to future agenda items. The commission may bring forth general topics for future meeting agendas. Do we have any items for the November 2nd or another future agenda? Commissioner?
I would like to propose one agenda item.
Go ahead, Mr. Hanstead.
Okay. I believe that the letter that was written by the Historical Society is important enough that it requires discussion. So I would like to see that added as an agenda item for our next meeting.
Okay, I have sort of that written down. Anyone else?
Commissioner Munden, when would we be able to have a copy of that letter that Roxy read prior to the November 2nd meeting?
Lynn Ann, can we email that to them? Or?
Yeah.
I'll be happy to email it to all of them.
Okay.
Thank you, Mrs. Johnson.
Yeah, I thought she had mentioned that she did email it, but I would be happy to do that, or she can do it.
Okay, so no further business then? Okay, I move to adjourn at 5:43. May I have a second? You're not on. Mr. Wilson, can you hear Commissioner Wilson? Turn on your, were you seconding it? We didn't hear you.
I second the move.
Okay, thank you. for the second. All in favor? Aye.
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 Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Thank you all.